make an apprentice comparable to someone with two A-levels. Preeti Patel, Exchequer Secretary to the Treasury, joins us now. Good morning.
Good morning.
Is this an acknowledgement then, these new apprenticeships, an acknowledgement that the under-25s haven't benefited as enough from the apprenticeships that you created in government?
Well, look, I think first of all, we have to recognise, you know, this positive announcement in the creation of this new fund, which is being funded by the LIBOR fines, which were levelled against Deutsche Bank last week. So this is for 50,000 new places. This is a ring-fence pot specific for this smaller group, the 22 to 24-year-olds who have been unemployed for over 6 months. And this additional funding will allow us really to target those that have been suffering from longer-term youth unemployment.
And my question to you was whether it is an acknowledgement that the under-25s have not been sufficiently targeted in the past. There's other evidence to this effect. Hilary Steedman from the London School of Economics saying that the numbers of 16 to 18-year-olds in apprenticeship barely changed year on year while you were in government.
Well, the fact is we are now targeting them.
Right. So it is an acknowledgement that not enough
has done before. We are targeting them through this specific pot, this fund that is being allocated to them, but also recognising that those who've been unemployed for over 6 months, you know, will have specific requirements around potentially education and training to help them get into the right place, the right level of skills and qualifications that can then help them to then get into a fully funded place that will give them employment opportunities and economic security.
And that point about the right level of skills is really important, isn't it? Because there are also questions about the quality of apprenticeships. About half of them are in health and social care, business administration, management, customer service, hospitality and catering. Now, if you're going to work in catering, you'd get paid a lot more working in catering rather than have an apprenticeship in catering. When we think of apprenticeships, we probably imagine it's going to be things like engineering or hairdressing, which are actually very low down on the list of the apprenticeships that people get.
Well, actually, I think this is about the wider economy and the wider skills that are required for our economy across all sectors. And the reality is, over the last 5 years, this government has invested in apprenticeships, 2.2 million, you yourself acknowledge that. But this is also about creating the right pro-enterprise economy so that we can support employment and help people get into employment. And of course, that is a benefit to our wider economy. And by doing that and focusing on long-term youth unemployment, we are giving real opportunity to these young people, investing in them, investing in people so that they can develop the right kind of skills for their future.
How do you feel the election campaign is going? Why is it necessary at this point to have to ramp up the rhetoric and manufacture some passion?
Well, look, I think for a start, this is the most important election in a generation. You know, polling day is next week, and we're very clear in the Conservative Party in terms of what is at stake. We're fighting for a Conservative majority. And also, this is about our record. Look at what we have achieved over the last 5 years.
But you're having to get more lively about it, aren't you? David Cameron starting to use rather fruitier language.
I actually think this is about being passionate about the future of our country and passionate about the record that we've achieved, and obviously continuing to secure a better Britain